Shifting the scene to the nation of Australia, Australia's Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, who identifies himself as a, quote, devout Christian, end quote, stared down a pastor on live television and then denounced the Bible. As was reported in the Telegraph of London, in footage that has since gone viral on the Internet, Prime Minister Rudd declared, quote, people don't choose their sexuality, and said if the Bible were taken seriously, slavery would still be legal. This is the kind of story that does, of course, go viral just about anywhere. When you have someone in high public office, even in a nation like Australia, who makes such a statement, well, we should expect there should be a lot of national and international interest. One of the things we need to recognize is that Australia is a very unusual country in this regard. That one country, which is also a continent, is one of the more secular places in the world. It is a nation that has been highly influenced by Europe. After all, it was a colony of Great Britain at one point. And yet it never went through the kind of cultural experiences that England went through in terms of the Reformation and all that then followed. Instead, Australia went almost immediately from colonialism to modernity. And as it skipped many things in between, it tended to skip a great deal of theological infrastructure as well. The Australian Prime Minister continued, as Jonathan Perlman of The Telegraph reports, his impassioned defense of his decision to throw his support behind same-sex marriage came in response to a Christian pastor who asked on a chat show featuring audience questions, Kevin, if you call yourself a Christian, why don't you believe the words of Jesus in the Bible? Then Mr. Rudd, who, as The Telegraph noted, is facing a likely defeat in the election coming this next Saturday, responded, quote, well, mate, if I was going to have that view, the Bible also says that slavery is a natural condition, because St. Paul said in the New Testament, slaves be obedient to your masters, and therefore we should have all fought for the Confederacy in the U.S. Civil War. I mean, for goodness sake, the human condition and social conditions change, end quote. Now, one of the things that intelligent Christians must always keep in mind is that when an argument is assailed against us or against the Scripture, it can come in many forms. But, to cut it in half, it can come in a stupid form or a rather intelligent form. It does not serve us well to suggest that every argument made against us and every argument made against a Christian truth claim is in itself unintelligent. Sometimes the argument can come in an intelligent way that needs to be answered in an equally intelligent way. This is not one of those cases. This is not an intelligent argument. This is a profoundly unintelligent argument. It is the argument made by someone who claims to be a devout Christian but doesn't know anything about interpreting the Scripture and instead simply throws the Scripture under the bus, so to speak, in order to try to do his very best to maintain some hope of being kept in office. To suggest that the human condition and social conditions change and therefore we have to abandon the Scripture is to defy the very nature of Scripture itself as not only the inerrant and infallible Word of God, but a Word that has endured not only through the ages, but will endure for eternity. In other words, even as social and human conditions change, we need to recognize that that change has been a constant since Genesis 3. It didn't await the last couple of decades of Australian history. Furthermore, the kind of unintelligent biblical interpretation he offers here should be an embarrassment to the Australian Prime Minister and certainly a humiliation to anyone who would claim to be a Christian. Unsurprisingly, perhaps this politician who joined so many others, including Americans, including the President of the United States, in evolving on the issue of same-sex marriage, said that his decision to support gay marriage was in line with what he calls the Bible's emphasis on universal love. He said, I've concluded in my conscience, through an informed conscience and a Christian conscience, it is the right thing to do. He went on to elaborate, what is the fundamental principle of the New Testament? It is one of universal love. Loving your fellow man. And if we get obsessed with a particular definition of that through a form of sexuality, then I think we're missing the centrality of what the gospel, whether you call it a social gospel, a personal gospel, or a spiritual gospel, is all about. If you think homosexuality is an unnatural condition, then frankly, I cannot agree with you based on any element of the science. End quote. That is a very confused man offering a very confused argument. And that is a very confused man who, when identifying as a Christian, bears a particular responsibility not to offer such a horribly corrupted and confused line of argument. Oh, and by the way, polls have shown a majority of Australians support same-sex marriage, but when it came as legislation last year, it was opposed by, yes, you guessed it, Mr. Rudd. The church has spent centuries grappling with the issue of sexuality and homosexuality, but Mr. Rudd said he spent months grappling with the issue and ultimately decided that homosexuality is not unnatural and that same-sex couples deserve recognition of their relationships. His next sentence is very important. He said, I do not believe people when they are born choose their sexuality. They are gay if they are born gay. You don't decide at some later stage in life to be the one thing or the other. It is how people are built. Therefore, the idea that this is somehow an abnormal condition is wrong. I don't get that. I think it is a completely ill-founded view, end quote. Well, this is an argument that intelligent Christians are going to meet over and over again, sometimes in a more intelligent form than that offered by the Australian Prime Minister. But we need to note something very significant. When Mr. Rudd uses the word natural, he's using natural as if it makes perfect sense on this side of the fall. In other words, things as they are now are simply as they are supposed to be. He wouldn't say that about any number of other conditions that in a fallen world are also horrifyingly natural. But when it comes to this, natural is all the moral argument he thinks he needs. But Christians, for the understanding of nature, don't go to fallen nature in order to learn our lessons, but rather to nature as it was created and intended to show God's glory without the corrupting effects of the fall. So, perhaps expectedly or unexpectedly, a lesson on both biblical exegesis and Christian reasoning comes from a political election debate from down under. Thanks for listening to The Briefing. For more information, go to my website at albertmoeller.com. You can follow me on Twitter by going to twitter.com/Albert Moeller. For information on the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, go to sbts.edu. For information on Boyce College, just go to boycecollege.com. I'll meet you again tomorrow for The Briefing.